Blog Talk Radio.
July 9th, 2009, broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay. It's Mega Show with Vince. I am getting you started here tonight on your nightly BTR fix, getting things warmed up here on Mega Show. This is basically just a megaphone or mega show, if you will, to get your vocal cords warmed up for another fun-filled adventure here on BTR. And I am taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I have a few things I want to talk about here in a minute, but I'm not going to get to it right now. I'll get to it a little bit later in the show. But feel free to give me a call. Let me know what is up, what is good, what is cracking. 347-826-7667. I'm going to take care of some some of my performance enhancing performance, what do they call it? Performance enhancing drugs? What are they? Substances. Performance enhancing substances. POS? No, PES. I don't know. I'm going to get my performance enhancing contraband going here. And while I'm doing that, I want you to lay back or relax and enjoy just another day.
Coming up in the game, that's how we do it. We getting money, and we go here and there, and we clock the bank, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I was plane. Thinking to myself about street game. How a black man will do you in a minute. Walk around the corner, see some shit and get in it. How the police always trying to catch us. Fell asleep and woke up in Houston, Texas. Gangsta ass niggas from the 5th and the 3rd. Check your ass there, nigga, fuck what you heard. Next night we did a show in New Orleans. Same gangsta, same old scene. Yelling at 7th, that 9th Ward. I seen my homies from the 3rd and the 4th. It was me, Big Dog, and the Edgard Posse. Having fun and you just can't stop me. I did a show in Birmingham, Alabama. They caught an airplane to Atlanta. I heard about the motherfucking Quick Nick. Pop that pussy hoe, fuck that weak shit. You should have seen all the bitches on the street. Niggas from Detroit was deep. All my pockets from the O flew up. And they was playing that danky stuff. Getting high with some brothers from Miami and Cleveland. Kicking back talking about we ain't leaving, bitch. We ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay here another day, you know. Just another day. You know. Get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club or something, you know, F-R-O-G, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna say what's up to Lil Durr. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen. North County, Santa Rita. My brother Wayne Lowe. Just another day.
You're tuned to Mega Show. Vince here with you, holding it down for you for the next 2 hours here. Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. And make sure you check me out on the internet at Check me out at megaforceonline.ning.com. That's megaforceonline.ning.com. And just opened up the chat room. Michael Jackson's ghost passed through a minute ago. Apparently he's got some sort of paranormal show that he normally checks out around this hour, so maybe he'll come back in and hang out with us later. We always like to have him in the building. And as always, land low in the cut, beneath everything. Thank you so much, beneath everything, for listening to the program today. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday. I think you know, we just celebrated Mac Dre's birthday on Sunday. And I think in honor of him, Thursday should sort of officially be called Fizz Day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be just like, at least here in the Bay, at least in the Bay Area, Thursday should be Fizz Day, if you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of Mac Dre recently, so I'm going to kind of hold off on some Mac Dre unless somebody really wants to hear it. But I just played Just Another Day by Too Short there, and I uploaded a bunch of Too Short onto my VTR playlist. So I'm going to hit up some more Too Short here in a second. Also some Rodney O. Joe Cooley. Some straight San Jose hip-hop for that ass, if you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, I'm going to get some more Too Short, some Rodney O. Joe Cooley, and then I want to play some... I also want to get to Balkan Beatbox, some live tracks from Balkan Beatbox. So I just found out that Balkan Beatbox released their iPhone app, and there's this really cool website. I'll have to pull it down. I forgot the name of it. But it's this website where you can create your own iPhone app if you're like an artist or whatever. And I forgot the name. Let me look it up here. Give me a minute. Give me a minute here. Just a minute. Coming right up. Mobile Roadie, it's called. Yeah, check this out beneath everything. This might be your next thing, dude. I think this is my next thing. Just going to paste this into the chat room here. So it's mobileroadie.com, MOBILE. ROADIE.com, and you can create your own iPhone app, but it's geared towards artists. So you have like Balkan Beatbox is just, you know, it's their app, so it has like their music on it, their videos on it, their links to their shows and to their tours and all, and photos and all that stuff. It's beautiful. It's a brilliant idea. It's the next phase, really, of music delivery. You're not going to release an album anymore. Now it's going to be you're going to release an application. You get an iPhone app. Like, I already have one. The Grateful Dead already have their own customized one. I got it off iTunes for like $20. And I'm not the hugest Grateful Dead fan anymore. Like, I liked them. I went through my Grateful Dead phase, and that ended. I still appreciate them, but I saw they had this app, so I decided to go out and check it out for myself. And I downloaded it, and it's pretty fucking cool, to tell you the truth. It's got artwork on there. It's got photos. It has live audio from all of their, basically for their whole tour. Every time they played a show on their last tour, they would post some of the audio from the set onto their iPhone app. So you could, you know, maybe you're going to the show on Thursday, you want to hear what they sounded like on Tuesday. Boom. It's like a Deadhead's fucking wet dream. But it's pretty cool. I don't know if I would recommend buying it, because it looks like all the other bands are going to come out with their own iPhone apps. So it's definitely worth checking out. It's called mobileroadie.com, and I dig it. Check it out. And so the reason why I found out about it is because I'm on this message group for Balkan Beatbox fanatics, and they sent me a link to the Balkan Beatbox app, so I'll find that. But in the meantime, let's listen to some Balkan Beatbox. Let's do Joroboro live from Irving Plaza in New York City, 2007. This is Balkan Beatbox live on Mega Show. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Thank you. Yes, yes, New York City. Here we go. Come on. We'll be right back. How you feeling, y'all? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, dude. Thanks for asking, bro.
Yeah. This is not a live show.
I know it's not, dude. It's recorded.
Yeah, you don't have to just stand there.
I'm not standing. I'm sitting, dude. That was Balkan Beatbox. Joe Burrow live here on BTR. You're tuned to Mega Show. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. We're going to dig a little deeper here into some Balkan Beatbox as we get to some of your calls here. Once again, the number 347-826-7667. Or join us in the chat room. And feel free to mix it up in there. Just opening the chat. Now it looks like we, beneath everything, still land low in the cut. The Ron and Tom Show. Sweet. Ron from Ron and Tom. Excellent. Tuned into Ron and Tom's, or Tom and Ron's, Tom and Ron and Tom. Good guys. Had fun listening to their show this morning, and I was riding a serious caffeination buzz. And Ron, I have to confess, most of the stuff that I was pasting in there, I think, were tweets from like 2 days ago that I did. This is my little bag of tricks there I dip into once in a while. So Tom and Ron, always Ron first. Okay, Ron and Tom, got it. Ron from Ron and Tom, okay. Copy that, 10-4. Oh, man. All right, Ron. We can get into what you were talking about on your show. If you want to take over this. See, this is called Mega Show for a reason, Ron. It's called Mega Show because it's basically your mega show, your megaphone. Get it? Your megaphone show. Basically, the way I think of BTR is it's just another tool in the tool belt. It's just another virtual megaphone, if you will. And that's sort of what I'm doing here with this show. It's just simply the transition between your daytime BTR experience, which is, you know, let's talk about the news, let's get business done, let's work on some stuff, let's be productive. Let's hash some stuff out. Then, you know, take a siesta, because we're basically a European country now. So we better get used to it. Our cars are going to get smaller. Our gas is going to get more expensive. But we're basically just, you know, part of the Eurozone, essentially. So anyways, like I was saying, my show, Mega Show here, which is an extension of Mega Force, of course, which if you're curious about, you can reach on the internet at Mega Force. online.ning.com. So anyway, so Mega Show is sort of that transition from, you know, we're pissed off, we're working, we got the blinders on, we're getting taking care of business, right? Then you click over to the nighttime BTR, which is, I don't know, if daytime BTR is like haters' paradise, nighttime BTR is lovers' paradise. So think of me as that transition between you, your pissed off, aggressive side, and then your party animal side. I'm sure there's some Freudian bullshit wrapped up in there somewhere. But Ron, if you feel like popping in and like saying what's up and giving a little promo for your show, I'm all about letting people do their shameless plugs. I don't care. Just get it out of the way. You know, if it gets you to hang out for a little bit and mix things up, I'm all for it. But I was trying to remember what we were talking about. I think we were talking about like Sarah Palin. Oh, Sarah Palin and Mark Sanford. There we go. Okay. I think the mainstream liberal media got caught in a catch-22, or not a catch-22, or like a double standard, or whatever you want to call it. There's no way you can 1 week say that this guy Mark Sanford, who's apparently got some serious ethics problems, right? He's just completely unfit to do his job. Like anybody who's in a high-profile job, I don't care where it's public or private, if you're in a high-profile job, you know, you take care of business. And your personal life is your personal life, okay? Now, we might not approve of everybody's actions in their personal life, but as long as they're taking care of business on the field, as long as they're performing, as long as they're doing their job, that's all that should matter, because they're getting a paycheck from us to do that, okay? So, fine. Let's say he's an unethical guy. He lied to his staff, or he lied to somebody. He lied to his wife, whatever. Goes off, bangs in a fucking supermodel in Buenos Aires. Like, who the fuck wouldn't do that? Come on. You can't blame him for that. This is life here. This is life. If you've got a chance to bang a hot Argentinian supermodel, how are you going to pass that up? What gangster politician motherfucker ain't going to pass that up? And Elliot Spitzer did the same thing. I think Elliot Spitzer got a political hit job put on him. I think dude fucking Sanford got a political hit job put on him. And Sarah Palin was just a lame duck up there that they were trying to knock down. They could not knock her down. And she got tired of it, like anybody would get tired of it. And so anyway, so Mark Sanford, right, apparently is this evil guy because he lied about where he was because he's really banging this hot fucking model, which I do it all the time. I call it vacation. My employees encourage me to do it. I'm a lot more loose in the office when I come back in after I've been off to a Central American country and, you know, banged a supermodel. Which is why I'm totally down for Barack taking his lady out for a night on the town of Broadway. He's the motherfucking president of the United States. He can have one. George Bush had like his first 6 months, he was on vacation. Okay? Barack Obama, at least, is like punching the time card, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, I don't want to digress into that bullshit. But Sanford, okay, so Sanford's a bad guy. Sanford is a bad guy for cheating on his wife and lying. Fine. Okay, fine. So why should he step down? Because he cheated and he lied. That's going to be a distraction, right? If he keeps working and there's this scandal behind him, it's this sideshow, this media sideshow around him. You know, it's going to hurt his family and his children and his wife. And, oh, we got to feel so sorry for all these victims of Mark Sanford, right? Banging some supermodel. Where's the victim? Show me the victim, okay? If it's his wife, then that's between him and his wife, all right? And don't say he used taxpayers' dollars. That's his job. He gets all his money from taxpayers' dollars, okay? All right. But then I don't want to get into the system because that's a completely different topic. So Sanford, okay, all right, he's guilty, right? Should step down. Fine, I'll give you that. He needs to step down. He needs to go away. Okay. 1 week later, Sarah Palin, who is trying so hard not to be in the headlines, but she can't help it. She keeps getting dragged back into it. Like the liberal media is in love with Sarah Palin. Like if she's not in the headlines, they're in trouble. They don't have their paper tiger to throw darts at. They're fucked. It doesn't really matter. They're not getting good ratings anyways. They're still getting half the ratings of Fox News. But whatever. Thank God Michael Jackson died, right? Suddenly CNN's on top of the world. So Sarah Palin finally decides enough's enough. That's it. You know, I just can't do this. I got a family. I'm trying to raise my kids. I'm trying to run a fucking state. Now all of a sudden I'm this public figure that has to be an icon for the GOP. Who knows if she even really wants to be that? You know? Apparently she's this maverick. Who says she even wants to be a Republican? Ron Paul doesn't want to be a Republican. But he has to, because that's the system. You got to play the game, get inside, and change it from within. All right? I don't blame Sarah Palin. I wouldn't want to be an icon of the Republican Party either. I think there should be an independent party of fucking sane individuals. But you get my drift. If Sarah Palin, if Mark Sanford has to step down because he is, if he is such a distraction and needs to step aside, just like Blago, right? Blago didn't even get convicted of anything. He just got impeached. He didn't even get, like, he hasn't even gone to trial yet. Are you kidding me? And they impeached his ass. All right. So, Sarah Palin, who's got a fucking three-ring circus sideshow following her around, she's trying to raise a family of like 20 kids, and one of them's got fucking autism or whatever. The other one's, she's got a grandkid now. Or one of her kids just had a kid. You know, she just ran a fucking campaign. You know, got thrust in the spotlight, almost became the Vice President of the United States of America. I mean, he was at least in the running, right? And then that gets pulled out. All of a sudden, she goes from being the mayor of Wasilla, a teenage queen, to fucking getting parodied on SNL all of a sudden. I would be in, I can't believe she's still standing. If I was her, I'd be in like a deer in the headlights too. I can't believe, you know. And I encourage you to go on the internet. I'm sure it's got to be up by now. Andrea Mitchell Greenspan. I was going to check and make sure I didn't mute my mic. I'm so lazy. Oh, there goes the fucking... Oh, BTR is tripping, yo. Oh. I don't know. So I don't want to digress too much here. I just lost my switchboard. BTR sucks ass. All right, I'm going to get back into Sarah Palin in a second. I'd love to get into Sarah Palin in a second, to tell you the truth. She's hot. That girl can do whatever she wants, as far as I'm concerned. She might as well be the president, right? Because it's pretty much common knowledge that the presidential position is just a fucking puppet post anyways. It's like fucking Ahmadinejad in Iran. Same thing. The mullahs are running the show, right? The real mullahs. We have one of the mullahs on the line with us right now. Which mullah is this?
Marhaban El Abu.
Yeah. See what I'm telling you? They're taking over, kids.
What up, bitch? What am I, brother?
Dude. Nothing, dude. I had this dude, fucking Tom and Ron.
Uh-huh.
Shit, I wasn't even looking at the chat room. I just went off on a huge diatribe because I was on this dude's show, right?
Right.
Like a conservative talk show.
Okay.
It's basically just him and his buddy and me and like some crazy fucking nut job woman. And so I'm listening to these guys. I'm just doing, you know, I'm working. I'm just listening while I'm at work.
Right.
And I don't know, they're talking about, Sarah Palin. And I just think there's such a double standard there where like, the left media is saying that, oh, Mark Sanford needs to step down for the good of South Carolina. And then the next week they turn around and say, oh, Sarah Palin needs to stay in her job for the good of Alaska. It's like,
right.
You can't win with these people. It's like, all right, fine, I'm going to go away. You know, we're bad. We're GOP, you know, Sarah Palin's, ooh, she's so bad, right? If you listen to MSNBC, you would think she's like the fucking villain of the next second coming of Hitler. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You got these Marine Dowds of the world, the cranky MILFs who aren't getting any.
Right.
Who are jealous because this hotshot young chick from out of nowhere, out of left field, fucking moose hunter, you know, beer chugging, pro-lifer, right?
Uh-huh.
Is stealing their spotlight.
Right.
Boo-hoo.
I'm just so sick of both sides. Like, they try to tell you, teach your children right shit to do, and they're just doing the freaking opposite.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of hypocrites I've ever seen in my fucking life. I can't even watch a goddamn news program. You got people sleeping with each other, having affairs, and then saying they're godly, upstanding Bible Belt people. Whatever.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. Fuck, Michael Jackson's ghost came in. But I don't know. I just went off on that diatribe and that dude Ron and Tom, or Tom and Ron, or Ron from Ron and Tom.
Right.
He like just. I haven't even read all the stuff he read here, and I can't even read what he said. But he left. Maybe he got enough of me. He was just like, all right, this dude's an idiot.
I want to know where Michael. I watched videos of Debbie Rowe and her plastic surgery. Where in the hell did Michael find this piece of work? You mean to tell me you had all that money and fame, and that's what you came up with for the mother of your supposed children? You've got to be kidding me.
I'm curious though. Does he have any biological children?
I thought they were saying he had one. I think that boy that looked like him, was that Janet Jackson's son?
Wait, Blanket? Are you talking about Blanket?
The Blanket's the oldest one, right?
No, Blanket's the youngest one.
Yeah, the one that had black hair kind of looks like him.
Michael Jackson's ghost is in the chat room. He might be able to tell us. Michael Jackson's ghost, do you have a biological offspring? I don't think he does. I think he adopted, didn't he?
Oh, there's one that looks like him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I hope he procreated. I hope he's got some, like, some little miniature Michael Jackson, you know.
I mean, why don't you just, like, donate your sperm?
You know, like John Lennon has his kids. Oh. They're still out there doing shit. Oh, he said no. Yeah, see, he doesn't have any biological kids. I don't think he ever.
No.
Or at least not any legitimate ones or any ones we're aware of. But I find that hard to believe, though. Come on. Michael Jackson at some point was getting some pussy and spreading his seed.
He's getting more than I am.
And if he's and no, think about it though. If Michael Jackson inherited any of the libido of Joe Jackson, he'd have been spraying that shit everywhere, bro. Joe Jackson had like 37 kids, dude.
Did you hear the story that on the What the Fuck show? The guy was talking about the Michael Jackson family, and how was it Marlo and one of the two brothers.
No. It was. He said Jermaine and Randy both like had kids from the same chick.
Wow.
Well, that's bound to happen when you have 53 brothers and sisters and half brothers and sisters. Like, you know, it's a wonder they didn't fuck each other on accident. They're like, oh shit, we're cousins. Fuck.
I don't understand the thought process. Like, oh, I got to take care of my brother's girl and get children from her. Well, she must have been some her pussy must have been something good or something. But
okay, Michael Jackson's ghost says that all sperm donated. So wait, he donated the sperm? That's what I'm saying is, if he donated the sperm, then it's his kid. It's biologically his kid. But if somebody donated the sperm to him and he put it into another person, then that's not the. He says no, because when he was young, his brothers would bang girls in the same room and scare him. I think Michael Jackson was gay, don't you?
No, I don't think he was gay.
You don't think he was gay?
I don't think he was gay.
Are you kidding me?
No, I think he might be like a celibate life.
Really? Kind of like the guy from the Smiths. Morrissey. He's like Morrissey. He's like asexual.
Yeah, kind of like that. But no, because that doctor that's been coming out, like Dr. Klein, he looks like he's fucking Tom Arnold and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking he was a father. Because I think that's Paris kind of looks like him, that doctor that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know where he got that Debbie Rowe from, man. That's a chick that, if that was a chick that you paid off to give children to you, you gotta got somebody better. Maybe Brooke Shields might have done it for you.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, he's got some secret love child somewhere. I bet you, at the very least, he was probably raped by some like groupie chick at some point, and she's like, I'm gonna get Michael's girl, baby. You know, Michael's baby. You don't think there was like a million chicks out there that wanted to get pregnant by him? You're probably right. That's probably why he was celibate, is because he's like, I'm going to choose who my kids are going to be with.
Right.
And if that's the case, you know, he has,
well, I do get,
he
I
has nothing
get
going on upstairs.
I do get props to the guy, though. I do get props to the guy. He meant very well in his intentions and everything.
Uh-huh.
I think just feel misunderstood him.
So, Abu, have you ever heard of Balkan Beatbox?
Balkan Beatbox.
No.
I heard Beatbox somewhere. Where did I hear that from?
Balkan
like
Beatbox.
Show.
I was just talking about Balkan. I just played some Balkan Beatbox a second ago. I don't know if you just tuned in or whatever. But you got to check out my boys, Balkan Beatbox. They just released an iPhone app,
mm-hmm.
and that's the next wave of music delivery, bro.
Okay.
People ain't going to come out with records anymore. They're coming out with iPhone apps. You got the music on there. You got the artwork on there. You got the pictures on there from the tour. You got the live videos. You got the, you know, you got the fucking lyrics. You got it's all there, dude.
Well, I'm like Osama bin Laden. I'm living in the cave, I guess.
Yeah. And I found this website where you can build your own iPhone app.
Wow.
You just I'm gonna do it for Megaforce.
Okay. Yeah, I see you are the biggest thing on
soon.
Yeah, I see you are the biggest BTR guy. I typed in fun as a fun category, and your thing came up.
Oh shit! Do I still label it as fun?
Well, I went to fun, and then your site came up with one of the other 12 that are on there.
Right on.
So
yeah, I usually label it as fun. Sometimes I label it entertainment or fun.
Uh-huh.
I never know like whether that's really even worth anything to put that in there.
No, I was going to Twitter. I was trying to find people, and they say like search name or something like that. I typed in your name, and it wouldn't come out.
No, because you got to search. You have it right. I put it in the chat room.
Yeah, but I didn't go by the website. I'm going by find people. So I can follow, or if it's follow.
Oh yeah,
people.
Yeah. Twitter doesn't really work like that. It just kind of like searches keyword type stuff. So unless I wrote in one of my tweets my full name written out, you wouldn't find it, because nobody's writing my full name out. But if you were to put VTOCCE in there, you'd find me.
Okay, I gotta try that. I finally did get an account, so.
Yeah, you can also, through Blog Talk, do you just go to my profile, and I think it should have on there a link for my Twitter.
Okay.
But, hey, Michael Jackson's ghost, you better tell your people that are running your estate or your whatever it is, Get cracking on the Michael Jackson Ultimate Deluxe Golden Box Set Edition iPhone application.
So tell Michael's ghost if I'm hearing this.
Uh-huh.
So where should they build the attraction? Kind of like Elvis in Gary, Indiana, or LA?
Oh no, it's got to be at the Neverland Ranch, bro. He's already got it, dude. Like, I don't know who owns it, but we just have to. Whoever gets control of his estate should just like all his fans or whatever should just donate and buy Neverland Ranch back and recreate it 100% and make it an attraction for little boys all across the globe.
He got some fucked up equipment up there. I can understand the carousel, but I don't understand like the whirly twirl. You know, some of the rides you got there are just absolutely ridiculous.
Jeez, pardon me. That tasted good. All right, I'm sick of this Michael talk. All right.
Okay.
It's bad enough we have Michael Jackson's ghost in the fucking chat room holding it down. It's me and Abu on the phone, and it's me and Michael Jackson's ghost in the chat room. And beneath everything is just like way, way, way back there in the cut. Like, I don't even know if he's technically logged on, but I don't see any proof that he's actually there.
We will be playing some Weird Al Yankovic on my show at 10 o'clock.
Oh,
Central
sick. That's cool.
I don't know what songs are coming on, but I told Weird Al Yankovic I want.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I haven't heard Weird Al in a long time.
You know, I will be singing a ballad from Cinderella called Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone.
Hmm.
So you can hear my vocals.
Right on. Let's see. Michael Jackson's Ghost says, good idea. Well, we were talking about the Neverland Ranch. He says, good idea, not Gary. Because I guess Gary, Indiana is where he grew up. He says, it's coming soon. I need my brain back first here. And then he says, like, letters. Oh, but Clash is in there somewhere. Something Clash is in there. The Clash, K-J-D-G-A Clash, B-D-C-Cluck, B-C-V-Quick. And he's got a really angry face. And he says, where is all the peeps tonight? Hey, Michael Jackson's Ghost, these are the peeps tonight. Vince and Abu coming to you live right here on BTR on Mega Show. Basically, you're fucked, Michael Jackson's Ghost. Until everybody else, all the ladies, wake up and get themselves all freshened up, it's just me and Abu for the next, 3 hours. No, 2 hours.
Michael doesn't have the ladies, so you're not having ladies either in the chat room.
Yeah.
Maybe you should change your name to Fabio's Ghost or some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. All right. So, dude, Abu, I want to play some more Balkan Beatbox for you, dude. You got to check these guys out.
All right, go ahead.
These dudes are from, they're based in New York / Tel Aviv, and they have like this, they're like an immigrant band. And they do, they're kind of like electronic, immigrant, / hip-hop, you know, dub type shit.
Are they Jewish or what?
Yeah, they're Jewish. Yeah, hell
so
yeah.
I'm going to hear some, like
yeah, you can probably sing along to it.
Oh, sweet.
No.
Yeah!
And we're back here on Mega Show. Vince here with you. Join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. And join me on the internet at megaforceonline.blog. Oh, I do have a blog spot too for it. I might as well just say that. Megaforceonline.blogspot.com and also megaforceonline.ning.com. And of course, you're back here with Vince in the Bay on Mega Show. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Welcome all of our new callers and listeners and chatters, beneath everything, as always, locking it down in the stream, the extreme end of the cut. When you say you're laying low in the cut, I love that saying, by the way. I don't mind abusing it because I like to keep in the cut myself from time to time. Anyways, if there was ever an outer reaches of the cut, like, you're just so far back in the cut, you're probably, like, not even in the cut anymore. You're just, like, in, like, a black hole somewhere. I don't know.
whatever that place is, that's exactly where Beneath Everything is listening from. Although, oh, wait a second. Actually, you know, I take that back. It looks like he has been chatting a little bit. Oh, no, that was Beneath Everything that wrote the nonsense. The kids you call blah, clash, blah, 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 blah. And then Michael Jackson's ghost got all pissed off. And he's like, where's all the other peeps tonight? And it's like, dude, it's not even tonight yet. They're all sleeping. They're all fucking nursing their hangovers from partying last night. Only, oh, I see what he's doing. Okay, Beneath Everything, he's still in the cut. He didn't fall out of the cut into the black hole. He's downloading shit on the side and listening, so that's cool. All right, Beneath Everything, thanks for holding it down as per usual. We're back here with Abu.
What's going on? I actually bust a couple plates listening to that music. Dancing.
What'd you think of that, dude?
That was very good. Like I said, I was whooping it out with busting plates in the kitchen.
That's cool, man. Yeah, they're a good
time.
Very
energizing. Yeah.
I don't know how often they make it through Milltown, but if they ever do and you see them on a bill, they're a good time. It's a party. They get the girls moving.
All right. We got Aerofest coming up in several weeks here.
Now, did you understand anything he said at the end there?
I guess Musa means God. Something Musa or something like that.
Yeah. I don't understand Arabic. I don't understand Hebrew. I don't understand any of it. And I don't even, I barely understand English, you know, I've and jive and, that's about it. And and the language of love, of course.
What about Ebonics?
Ebonics. Nah, dude, I have to use like the Urban Dictionary to figure out what people are saying half the time.
Wow.
Like, you know what? For a while, I didn't understand what boo was. Like, people are like, oh, is that your boo? I was like, huh? What? I was like, oh, that must be a typo. I don't,
right.
Okay. What's my Bob?
No, I'm not well rehearsed on the inbox. I'm just learning from 59150.
Yeah, no. Oh, I learned so much from 59150. Yeah, I love getting into the groove in the morning, starting off with what the fuck. That's always entertaining. It was a pretty entertaining one this morning. We got talking about pyramids and shit, dude. All
right, I've left my cave in Porn City. I'm headed towards Mill Nation right now.
Sick. So do you guys have a show on Saturday?
Yes. You want to call in the not?
Oh, there's a
number.
Call-in number? What time? What time?
He simulcasted. It's radio and then TV. But the TV number is 414-431-3304.
Okay. Yeah, is it on In the Building?
Yeah, it's on In the Building, I think.
All right, I'll just check for it. Or I'll just, like, I'll fucking talk. I'm sure I'll talk to Petey Green to like tonight. He'll give me the link. It's all good.
All right, but yeah, you can't have as much freedom as you do on BTR to the public access.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're simulcasting, you can talk on the
That's BTR. Cool. Well, you know, I'm just curious to see what you guys do. Like, I've seen the behind the scenes of what you do, but do you guys post the actual broadcast on, like, YouTube or anything afterwards?
Sometimes we do. Depends.
You guys got to get on that, just like, because that's your real audience. Like I've done a cable access show before, and nobody fucking sees it. I mean, maybe you get like, a couple people who just come across it and just think it's bizarre and weird. Like that. Like I watch cable access just because usually that's the most. That and C-SPAN are like the most entertaining channels for me.
The biggest guest was a director from LA that directed My Sister's Keeper, Alpha Dog, John Q. That was the biggest guest we've had ever on that show. We had a local celebrity sports talk show host on the show. So
Dude, if I ever roll through a Mill Nation, can I be on the show?
Sure.
Sweet.
Yeah. You can be on the show by calling in if you want. Call in.
Yeah, I'll call in. Sure, I'll call in. I'll be your course, your fucking whatever, your
LA correspondent.
I'm your Thislamic correspondent. I'll give you guys just want to check in with what's going down in the Bay. I'll give you the Bay report. It'll be
right.
Like two minute report. I'll just call in and give 2 minutes of like what's going down in the Bay.
That could be 8 o'clock your time though.
You should have. Oh, hey, we got the news lady here. You should get the news lady to read the news on it. I'm trying to get her to call into my show. News lady,
yeah.
You're here. I'm so excited with news lady being here. She would be great to just call into like your show or my show or Miss PG's show or whatever to what the fuck and just like give like a 5 minute rundown of the headlines, but in like a really sexy voice. Like really, like all in innuendo and like really, like super hot, you know?
Yeah.
But the news though, but it's like reading the phone book, but in a sexy voice. But this instead the news, like the news she wished she could report in the style she wished she could report it in, you know?
Right. I want to sing the phone book one time on my show.
Yeah, maybe you should do it tonight.
I don't got the phone book with me. I'm in my car right now. I want to sing like Cousin Sub 414-798-4500. Do one of those little deals. I can make shit up, I guess. You know.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just make shit up all the time. Oh, fuck, man. I don't know what I don't think I could read a teleprompter. I mean, like, actually, I tried doing it once. I had a show. Oh fuck! I gotta find that clip. I'll find this clip. I did when I was living in New York. I made a little short film that played in the Brooklyn Film Festival, and it broadcast on the local PBS station there, 13, in New York City, and it played in this like it's like a POV type, like called Real New York. It's like spotlighting New York films, you know. And 1 week they had it. It was all based around subways, the subways in New York. And I did this little short little subway film for it. And so I submitted it to that, and it, or whatever. It played on the air. And what was a trip was they had us record, all the filmmakers record like a little intro to the film before it played. And so I went down into their studios and like sat there, and they had it like they emailed me. They're like, okay, this is, you know, how long we need you to say something, a little blurb, introducing your piece. And so like I wrote something and sent it to them. They approved it and they put it on the teleprompter, and I showed up, got makeup on me and all the fucking bullshit. And, and it was my own words that I was reading. Right. But it was like, it's so much different reading it, you know, as opposed to just like thinking it and saying it, you know.
Right.
And I found it hard to, like, I had to do like two or three takes of it because I was just like, I couldn't fucking even read my own words, you know.
Right.
And so like, and these people just do it like it's nothing. Like they're just, that's how they talk.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about acting though, is like reading the script. It's like, I want to play my own words instead of the words they choose.
Dude, I don't care about your fucking script, Abu.
Huh?
I'm going to put you on timeout, Abu. Hang on. You're going to be, since Abu is from Palestine, and he's really pissing me off right now, I'm going to go into another Balkan Beatbox track. Balkan Beatbox is this fantastic musical group based in New York / Tel Aviv. And they're a fucking great time. You should check them out if they ever come to your neck of the woods. And so I'm going to torture, and they're a Jewish band, obviously. And I'm going to torture Abu here because he's ex-Hamas. And this is almost like battle cry music for him, because when he comes back on, he's going to be bloodthirsty.
Peace! Peace, New York! Peace! Yes, sir!
You're welcome. Okay, that was Vulcan Beak Box here on Mega Show with Vince. It's just me beneath everything and News Lady. She's News Queen as far as I'm concerned. And we're back with Abu. What's up, Abu?
Hello. Yeah, people are dancing outside the synagogue to that music. Good job.
Yeah. See, the Jews know how to party too, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're not just a one-trick pony. They're not just like Matis Yahoo or whatever.
Right.
You
they're
know?
Throwing down their yarmulke and everything. Those beautiful things.
Honestly, if you saw these guys, like half of them don't look like they're Jewish. They just look Arabic.
Oh.
They're like all dark-skinned and...
Right.
You know, pointy noses.
Yes. I have a pointy nose.
News lady says that I clean up well. Oh, you know what I got to do, Abu? You can't see this. You're not in the chat room, right?
No, I cannot.
All right, dude. I'm gonna play. I need to play this for you though. You can at least hear the audio. Remember, I told you I read off a teleprompter. I just found it.
Okay.
And news lady already watched it. So I'll play the audio for you right now and see what you
All
think.
Right.
Let me get it dialed in here. And here we go.
Next on Real New York.
People choose to fill up their time in a variety of ways in the subway. Most people just listen to their iPod and zone out. Others just sit there and stare into space. Whenever Francesca visits New York, she always spends time playing Saxy, her saxophone. A Subway Siren is a document of her performance in the subway. The melancholy themes in her music are juxtaposed against the mundane yet beautiful images of the subway.
There you have it.
Wow.
It's a synopsis. And I look like a total cheese ball on the video. I'm wearing like, I have this like blue, this cheap ass blue Hawaiian shirt that I got at a drugstore for like $8 in Sacramento. It was like the only collared shirt I had.
Wow.
And my hair is just a fucking train wreck. And I look like I'm 12 years old. I've always kind of looked younger than I actually am. And I always sound older. Like, I sound like I'm 47, and I look
right.
like I'm 27, so it kind of
yeah.
works out.
Do you guys have, like, in where you reside, like, east side, west side, north side, south side?
Oh, we got all that bullshit over here, too. This is Cali,
yeah.
bro. We fucking invented that shit. You kidding me?
So what is considered the east side? Like, our east side is, like, the people are, you know... They're like the New Agers practicing, you know, crystals and all that kind of crap. Right now I'm partaking in the East Side currently. I'm driving down the East Side.
So you live into like in like the bohemian, like artsy fartsy area?
Yeah, right. You got people outside drinking coffee. Yeah, coffee's a big thing here in the East Side.
Oh, damn. No, he didn't. Guess who's in the chat room?
Oh, what?
Take a guess.
Ace Killer.
Are you in the chat room right now, dude?
No.
That was a great guess. You got it right. It was first try. You got it. How'd you know?
I just know.
Damn. Fucking Abu.
Brought it. Ooh. I brought it. $1.99 egg and cheese bagel sandwich special.
All right, you go take care of that, bro. We're taking your calls, ladies and gentlemen. 347-826-7667. Or join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. We're chopping it up in the chat room with Ace Killa and the News Lady. And Abu's getting a sandwich right now. And when he comes back, we're gonna talk more at length about whatever it is there is for us to talk about. I want to remind you that coming up in about 35 minutes, it's going to be Abu's Harem with Abu. And I'm sure he'll be taking your calls and playing lots of amazing musical tracks, just like I've been doing here. And I've been pumping up Balkan Beatbox here. And I'm going to indulge in one more Balkan Beatbox song. And then we're going to come back. I think Ace Killa's calling in right now. What's up, Ace? I got to go take a leak, my brother. Hang on the line. I'll be right back. This is another Balkan Beatbox live track. This is Jeremiah's song. The guitarist for the live version of Balkan Beatbox, his name's Jeremiah Longwood. He's a very talented guitarist and songwriter and singer in his own right, and has his own thing going on. And I think he's got a side project that he does with some other cats in New York. He's just sort of like an on-the-scene guitar player. And when they perform live, they always do this is sort of his signature number he does with Balkan Beatbox. And don't forget to give us a call, 347-826-7667, right here on Mega Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremiah Lockwood.
Show here on BTR. It's Vince here with you. We're chopping up here in the chat room. Ace Killer is stepping to the news lady right now, which I gotta admit, I'm kind of jealous. I was trying to get my game on news lady, and I don't know, Ace Killer just like stepped in the way and said, no, Grandpa. Which, it's all good. I'd like to co-sponsor this lovely sexual union. And I think we should chronicle it, Ace. I think we should develop the MILF Killer Chronicles. That's MILF Killer spelled capital M, lowercase I, lowercase L, lowercase F, capital K, lowercase I, capital L, capital L, capital A, capital K, lowercase R, lowercase O, lowercase N, lowercase I. I should mix up the end of it. Should be, we should put some caps in there at the end somewhere. I'll work on that right now. Let's chop it up some more here in the chat room. I gotta situate myself here. We'll come right back with Ace Killer and Abu, and they'll tell us what the fuck is going on right now. I want to hear what Ace Killer. Maybe Ace Killer can serenade Newswoman, or maybe this could be like Newswoman. This could be like the Bachelor show. It's like we have three bachelors here on the panel, and you can just ask us questions, and we'll go down the line here. And while we get warmed up for that, maybe the news lady can fix up some questions for the three bachelors here. While she's doing a little pre-production on that, I'm gonna go into a little track here. And a little something to get Miss News Lady inspired to ask some questions of the panel here. While we have a good 30 minutes left. So News Lady, get your questions ready, and we'll be right back.
These are the tales, the freaking tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. These are the tales, the freaking tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. I met this girl. Her name
free. It's all she said. We jumped in the sheets and we broke my bed. There's another girl, her name is Mary. Talk about sex and the girl acts scary. I heard she was freaking from my homeboy Jerry. Took her to the house and I popped that cherry. Young and tender, sweet Denise. Get her in the bed and the girl's a beast. I'll tell your homeboy if you get a piece. She'll only start talking about signing the lease. I met this tender, her name was Laura. An X-rated movie wouldn't tell her story. She had a twin sister, her name was Lisa. And just like Laurie, she's a real dick pleaser. My girlfriend's name was Michelle. Her booty was bigger than a tail on a whale. When I freaked Michelle, I freaked her well. Her pussy got hotter than the flames in hell. I cheated this girl, her name is Tammy. I didn't want to do it cause the bitch was flaky. She had a best friend, her name was Jane. I pulled her to the side and I spit that game. I met a lot of freaks in my lifespan. Freak one night with a girl named Pam. The very next day I saw her with her man. 1 week passed and I was in her again. I had an old tender, her name's Janine. She was 32 and I was only 18. She likes to freak, she's just a fiend. It really didn't matter when I saw her in jeans. I want a big freak, fat and sloppy. I'll kick on back and watch her mop. 2 tons of fun, big mama jamma. A country girl from Alabama. I met this freak, her name was Beth. Her pussy got wet and it smelled like death. I was tired as hell, I was dripping sweat. But I was all up in her trying to hold my breath. Bake and shake us. I met this freak in Vegas. She said her name was Donna. She was a built little freak from China. I said, I don't pimp or gigolo. I'm having so much money, I don't need a hoe. You can break yourself, but you can't break me. You never met a player like Short Baby. I knew a dick sucker named Betty Joe. Took her to my house and we did it on the go. The girl got freaky and I'll tell you more. She was down on her knees, begging to blow. She's like another freak named Renee. You get her all alone and she'll make your day. Like Burger King, she knows the play. With a freak like Renee, you can have it your way. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. I met this girl, thick as hell. Only 16, said her name was Linnell. I took her to my house, I could not wait. Her shit was much tighter than a century face. Let me tell you this since we're talking young. I met another girl, said her name was Yvonne. Always talking about having fun. Once again, after that I had it going on. I'm so too short, couldn't be no punk. I'm trying to get funky like female funk. So when you see me coming or see me going, I'll keep my money, let the hoes keep going. I once met a hooker, she did it for free. On the Foothill bus number 43. All the way in the back, she was working me. Had my big beat box and I was jamming the beat. I met this freak named Antoinette. Mac on baby like an ice cold vet. Everything she had is what I get. Cause I'm too short, baby, I don't play that shit. I met another freak, her name was Rita. Baby thought too short just might eat her. I told her like this, she could suck my Peter. Or either go home cause I knew I didn't need her. Scratched her name out my telephone book. Never again took a second look. Cause the next young freak, her name was Sharon. She kept looking while I kept staring. Baby came through with my homeboy Gary. Her booty was stuffed in the jeans she was wearing. She never left, he cut out. I know you all know what I'm talking about. There's a freak named Shannon, such a sinner. She smokes that pipe and she's getting thinner. Shannon is cool, but her mind is gone. One fat rock and it's going on. She had another buddy came by my place. Thick ass bitch said her name was Grace. She walked in the door working late. You should have seen that look
a big round butt. Had a girl look like olive oil. Her father was rich and the girl was poor. When she got mad, her blood would boil. But I wrapped her all up like aluminum foil. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. Sugar Light Friday night. It's going on. Too short. 3 weeks ago, I met this freak. She followed me around like Mary Sheep. I hid around the corner, and when she came, I grabbed her by the arm and I asked her name. She said it was Anita. Her man's in Santa Rita. I took her to my house and homeboy, I cheated her. Sent her on her way.
Alright, we're going to cut that short for a second. Yeah, that's like a 20-minute track. Sorry about that. I needed some time to get situated here. Now I have a beverage, and I'm ready to go. So we have a news lady in the chat room who is asking questions of our panel here. We have three bachelors here. And question number one, we're going to go right into it now. Ace Killer. Since there's a news lady says, since there's a difference in age between us, how will you be able to keep up with an older woman?
Like I said, y'all, I'm young, I'm strong, and I can do very tiring activities for long periods of time. So I don't think I can do my best to keep up.
Oh, damn. I was muted that entire time. I can't believe it. Can you guys hear me now? I muted myself. You guys hear me? I'm here now. Did I even... was it something Ace said, Victoria? No. I think I was muted that entire time. It must have been like at least a good solid 5 minutes. And I'm afraid that... Abu, are you there? Hang on a second. Abu, are you there?
Yeah, what happened?
Dude, I was muted that entire time. I just went off on like for like 5 minutes on what I wanted the news lady to do with her tongue. And I was muted the entire time.
Wow.
Damn. And she's gone now. Fuck. Dude, it was kind of dirty, too.
You know, I want a news lady to do expose at McDonald's why I can't get fucking chocolate ice cream.
I'll do it again for news lady if she comes back in, but I think she's gone. Fuck. Ace is gone, too. Wait,
wow.
Is it Ace and News Lady are both gone? Uh-oh. Maybe they're hooking up.
Uh-oh.
Damn. Yeah, well, we have Enjoy Love in the house. Hey, Enjoy Love. I'm going to type in there.
Well, here's my question tonight for all you listeners out there. Does your McDonald's serve chocolate ice cream?
I think so, yeah.
Ours is in Wisconsin. That kind of pisses me off.
I'm sorry to hear that, Abu.
Well, Milwaukee's one of the segregated places.
Yeah. Fuck, dude, news lady's gone. That just pisses me off. You don't understand, dude. I went into, like, detail about what I wanted her to do with my tongue.
Wow.
Like, I seriously, like, it was like, borderline pornographic. I had to stop at a certain point because I was like, fuck, this is still, like... There could still be, like, kids listening to this right now.
What about, what Ace Killer have to say about the question about the age difference?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that must have not got, you must have not heard that either. I started off.
I'm part of it. He goes, well. I'm young and I can,
Yeah, Ace Killer. Okay, she asked Ace Killer, oh, fuck, it's already gone. Well, she basically asked him, you know, him being, there being a big age difference, what would he be able to provide her? And he said he had stamina.
Okay.
And, dude, I got some stamina. Dude, I'm twice his age, and I still have stamina, too, so that's not really a factor.
Right.
Yeah, Enjoy agrees that it's highly suspect that Ace Killer is now gone and News Lady both gone. Fuck, I fucked that up. I totally muted myself. That was like the most epic, like, phone sex-ish description I've done in a long time.
See, you got too much. It gave me time off. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then you muted yourself.
Oh, okay, this is what Ace Killer said. He said, I'm young, strong, and long. I have tons of stamina, so I can do very tiring things for long periods of time.
Wow.
I'd be like, great. Well, then after you fuck me, you can go take out the garbage and mow my lawn and blee-ba-da-blah-ba-dee-blee. Fuck, dude. That just totally fucked me up. News lady's gone. I'm pissed. Enjoy Love is with us, though. She's bringing her love, and beneath everything.
Oh.
Are you familiar with Enjoy Love? Okay, Enjoy Love. Maybe you can take over for News Lady. You know what? I'm just assuming that Enjoy Love is a female. Maybe I should, like, do some research here. And...
Oh, yeah, you need to do some research there.
Oh, okay, this girl, yeah, she's cute, she's cool, she looks young, she's probably like an ace, she'd probably actually be a good match for Ace Killer, I think, she looks like she's probably like 18.
Yeah,
How old are you, Enjoy? I hope I didn't offend you by calling you 18.
I thought that one, Miss Lena G was like 18, 20, and she turned out to be 37. I'm like, what?
Yeah. She was kind of hot. I hope she keeps calling back.
Oh, really, Miss Lena?
Yeah.
Oh, she was gorgeous.
Yeah. All right, dude. Beneath Everything has a request. I'm going to fulfill you. She says she's not 18 at all. Far from it. Well, then what are you? All right, I'm gonna do this track real quick for Beneath Everything. You want to hear some Street Sweeper?
Okay, I'm gonna call into my show then. Quick.
All right, man. Abu, you want to plug your show real quick before we go to this track?
Yeah, my lovely show. I apologize to all your listeners. It's coming up in about 14 minutes. It's not called Abu's Harem, Mr. Vince. It's called Terrorist in Love.
Cool.
Even terrorists need some love, you know.
She's 30-ish? Oh, okay.
Wow.
She's cute. She looks really young, too. I mean, it might just be the picture, because it's a small little picture.
Right.
But she's really cute. Enjoy Love. Do you have a show? If you do, please post it in the chat room. I'll totally support you. I think I saw it. I think I chatted with her in a different room somewhere.
Right.
I recognize her face. I must have added her for a reason. I mean, not that, you know, her picture isn't alone reason enough to...
Right.
To want to follow her around.
Yeah, my show does come at 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah, that's 10 minutes from now, essentially, is what you're saying.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to follow Abu over there, too. No, I'll be over there with you, man. I'm going to just wrap things here. I think we're going to let you go, Abu, and then I'll meet you over there in 10 minutes.
All right, so.
I just need some alone time here with Enjoy. Enjoy said, no show, I'm just a listener. Write Vonetta's show Sunday night. Yeah, you know, I remember running into you, but I don't remember which show. I don't even remember what Vonetta's show was. I mean, I just like kind of, I just pretty much troll around from show to show. And, you know, I run into a lot of really cool people here on BTR, and I just, like, the minute I see some sort of clue that they're a cool person, I'll just add them on to my friend list, because I'm just pretty much interested in having a good time on here, and, you know, I love political debate. I love all that stuff. I love philosophizing. I love, you know, talking about relationships. And BTR is great because anything you can think of is pretty much on here. And if you want to call in, there's 10 minutes left, 347-826-7667. I want to get to this request from Beneath Everything, but he just dropped out of the chat room. What the fuck? You got 10 minutes left. This dude's been in the chat room the entire time. He requests a song, and I'm about to play it, and he fucking takes off. So apparently, I told you about the beach and the candles. Mm-hmm. Was it, now wait, in my story about the beach and the candles, was it you and I secluded on the beach with the candles? I can't remember. Michael Jackson's ghost is here. Everybody say hi to Michael Jackson's ghost. All right, this is in honor of Beneath Everything, who fucking just split, but so I'm gonna play it anyway. I'll be right back, right here on Mega Show.
Well, I got a new kind of square dance rap. Don't talk smack, flash my gap. I'm finna spit and hold my dick and heat up like a thermostat. Grab your partner by the chaps. Give your partner a pimp slap to symbolize the ghetto trap. Step to the right, get three cracks. His jam packed in Diddleman Shack. Ain't cooking on the stove but crack. This is the Baptist, he'll be gat. Cause Boss is a kleptomaniac. Just 2x2, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomber raid. Ain't but the plans on summer made. Thank you.
percolate. Do-de-do, how much cash could an OZ go? Till all affair and all hair bears, my skin is black, my star is red. FBI coming round the outside, which one of us finna die tonight? Is we finna fight over crumbs to buy, or make a whole motherfucking world ignite? Everybody throw them bows right upside your partner's nose. By now you've got bloody clothes, crabs in a barrel, so the story goes. Think of all their savage acts, grab and scratch from average cats, bureaucrats with strings attached, walk in place like the match. 2x2, promenade, duck from a B1 bomber raid. Ain't but the plans on summer made, fake get paid off petrol trade. Circulate, do-de-do, how much cash could an OZ grow? Till all affair and all hair bears, my skin is black, my star is red. Down low, about the level of your toes. These dance moves we usually do are not the ones that we have chose. Grab on to that beaten ground, try your best to stay alive. We can run, we can't hide, might as well just stay in the fight. 2x2, formulae, duck from a B1 bomber raid. Ain't about the plans on summer made, bank get paid off petrol trade. Circulate, do-de-do, how much cash could an OD grow? Till all affair and all hair bears, my skin is black, my story is red.
And we're back on Mega Show. It's Vince here with you, chilling in the Bay, broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Vince with you. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I want to thank The Rant, for hanging low in the cut for us. That song was Street Sweeper Social Club. The song is Promenade. And that's the new project from Boots Riley of The Coup and Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine fame. And so Michael Jackson's Ghost is saying he's going to make his appearance soon. I don't know what that means. Voice, that is. Right on. I can't wait for that, Michael Jackson's Ghost. I sure hope when you do finally speak, you choose to do it on my show. But if not, I understand. There's plenty of other shows in BTR. And so if you don't choose to use my show, that's fine. But if you do it, and when you do it, let me know where it's going to be and when it's going to be, and I'll make sure I check it out, dude, because it's always entertaining to have you rolling through here. I have to admit, the first time I encountered you, I thought you were a bot? I don't know. They're like these computer algorithms that, like, can control fucking Twitter accounts, and they can do shit in chat rooms and stuff. And so you were just doing, like, emoticons and stuff. Oh, fuck. In the building, Petey Green. Fucking A, dude. I got 4 minutes left of my show, dude. And now you just show up. It's fucked up. It's cool, though, because in 4 minutes, we start the party. We move the party over to Abu's harem. Although he was just on here and he said it's not called Abu's harem anymore. So I don't know what that's all about. But I guess we'll find out. He called it, like, Terrorist in Love or something like that. I don't get it. Whatever. I guess you have to tune in to find out, right? So 4 minutes over there, Abu's place. Check him out. That's where I'm going to be. I'm going to crack open another beer here and take another rip off of my Bleezy and get myself straight for my late-night BTR experience. And thank you for experiencing Mega Show with me here. It's been a pleasure. Big ups to Abu for coming through. Ace Killer was in the mix. The news lady was here. Although, unfortunately, we were starting to play the Bachelor show or whatever, and news lady was going to ask us questions, and I inadvertently muted my mic
while I was doing a 5-minute monologue on what the question that, that the news lady asked was, what I would have her do with her tongue. And I went into a very detailed explanation of what I would like to see her her tongue do to me. And I was muted the entire time. And when I finally figured out I was muted, I unmuted myself and everyone was gone. All the callers were gone. News lady was gone. But it was just Enjoy and me. And Enjoy stayed with me. She hung in there. She knew that BTR hosts are flaky sometimes. Sometimes they're like Wayne De La Ghetto, you know, and they forget that there is a switchboard and they forget that there's callers on or whatever, you know. But I digress. I only got a minute left to go here, so I want to thank you all again for tuning in. Catch me over on a booze show here in a minute. Thanks to Enjoy Love. Thanks to In the Building. Thanks to Michael Jackson's Ghost. Thanks to The Rant. Thanks to Beneath Everything. And most of all, thank you, the listener, for joining me here on Mega Show. It's your Mega Show, your voice. Join me on the internet at megaforceonline.ning.com or check out the blog, megaforceonline.blogspot.com. Oh, Miss PG says, hey, what up, Miss PG? Miss PG, I say hello back to you, and I'll see you shortly. I'm going to be over at a booze hideaway, whatever the fuck he's calling it now. See you there, kids. I'm going to go out on a track here. All right, Enjoy. I will be Enjoy. I'm going to be on around this time pretty much every day during the week and on weekends too, probably. 2 hours before Abu's hideaway or whatever the fuck it is. But yeah, peace out. I'll see you late. Seacrest out.
Come from the cities and they come. American wedding? Where is the vodka? Where is marinated herring? Where are the musicians that got the taste? Where is the supply that's gonna last 3 days? Where is the plan that life on fire? Gonna keep it going 24 hours. The floor. Proper couples start to mumble that it's time to go. People gotta get up early and they gotta go. Anarchist, make sure that your wedding doesn't end up like this. I understand the cultures of a different kind, but here word celebration just doesn't come to mind.
Looking for the words to say.
don't know what you got till it's gone. There you go. That's our rule. What's up, 59150?
Wow, that was Abu. I was like, we just popped in for a simulcast there. I'm in already in Abu's harem, and he started off his show singing, so I just fucking simulcast that biatch right there. I just lost my switchboard, so I have no idea if I'm recording still. I hope I am. I hope we got that song on there. And I thank everybody again for tuning in, Abu. Petey Green popped in there at the last minute. And there's all kinds of folks. I'm so bummed. So bummed. I recorded an amazing story of, well, I didn't record it. It was me, my mic was muted. My phone was muted. So you didn't hear my description of what I wanted the news lady to do with me with her tongue. So, but I'm going to consider that a dress rehearsal. Because I'll get her again. She can tune into my show again, and I will do it. I've rehearsed it once. I can do it again, no problem. That's it. This is Vince signing off. Seacrest out.